Yeah, I was really pleased with obviously the outcome. Sets it up, doesn't it, for North Wales away in a couple of weeks' time. Pleased for the boys individually, to put aside the first half against North Wales and come back like that. I thought it showed a lot of mental strength and character, and that stands in good stead, come the playoffs.
Were the players fresh? They looked pretty much fresh at the end of that game, to say it was a tough one on Thursday night, and there weren't too many changes, really, were there, this afternoon?
No, they're very fit. They're an athletic bunch, a young bunch. I suppose that helps a little bit. I know about that one. I thought our contact was excellent today. There was some real intense contacts, and you wouldn't have guessed that was our third game in a week from that part of the game. I thought possibly we looked a little bit tired and jaded during our decision-making with the ball. But that was to be expected. We've obviously three games and long travel in a week. But I thought they showed a whole heap of maturity and ability to make sure that we're still in the hunt for this promotion.
Obviously, a couple of positional changes. Jordan Howden going to full-back, Pat Smith stepping back up into the half-back. Those two and Johnny Presley, they seem to work quite nicely together in that combination.
Yeah, they're three good players. Obviously, we've lost James Haynes, so we needed to have a look at a couple of options back there. Ben Dent has been played really well at fullback all year, but we moved him onto the wing today, and he reminded of his finishing abilities out there, didn't he, with the try before half-time. That was top draw, that one. I thought Jordan was really safe today under the kicks, and especially with the... When you want to appreciate how windy it was, especially not being at a stadium, the wind can blow straight through, and it makes it really hard for the back three. And I thought they made a real good fist of that today. And Pat, he's a first-class organiser. His pattern, he gets us to the right field position, and that allows Johnny Presley to play his game. It's a good combination. Is it our best combination? Well, if I'm honest, I'm still not sure what our best combinations are, but that shows the quality of the squad.
I guess you maybe judge it, do you, match by match as to what your best combination will be in any given situation?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I look at Chris Brinning today. He's played starting hooker for the first time in a long time, and I thought it was outstanding. That's a gentle reminder to me that he can play both styles hooker, and I thought it was really good.
Hemel, obviously scoring two tries against you. One was pretty much against a run of play in the first half with that interception. On that performance today, were you disappointed that tries were let in?
No, it's obviously rugby's a tough game, physical game, and I said third game in a week, there were always going to be elements of the game where we were a little bit inconsistent or maybe lacking a little bit of energy. So generally, I was pretty happy with our defensive effort. I thought one thing we really improved on was our kick pressure. I thought that was outstanding, and that really helped the team defend the kicks much better.
And as far as the kicking game goes, did anything have to be adapted? Because you've mentioned already the wind, you probably hear it in the background as well, it is pretty strong today.
Yeah, it made it hard to put the ball in the corners, obviously, because as you're kicking the ball, the wind's going to blow the ball, so your connection's going to be off, and obviously when it's in the air, it's going to travel a little bit as well. And I thought Pat and Prez and Jordan adjusted his kicking game quite well today and executed that much better than they did the other night. On the back of that, I thought our defensive performance was really good and helped us dominate the territory.
So you've got a fortnight's break now. Is it something that you welcome at this stage?
Yeah, definitely after this hectic period, three games in a week, and we'll be in twice next week, and we'll have a bit of an unload, and we haven't got too many injuries, but we've got a couple of minor ones, and hopefully we can get on top of those and make sure we're at full strength for North Wales.
So hopefully that rest will see you back with a full strength squad ready for that trip.
Yeah, definitely. It's good to get a rest physically, but it's also mentally as well. We've been at this now since December. Or November, actually. We've had a lot of stress put on us mentally, away from rugby, and the boys have done a remarkable job, and they're probably going to need this little bit of period just where there's less adversity for them to face, and we'll come back much stronger the week after.
How did you find the players' mental state after Thursday night and getting them ready to pick them up for today?
Just generally the whole week's been tough. I found it tough. It's been probably my hardest week as a coach, preparing for three games. But the players were really eager to get back out and play. Conversations with a couple of boys, whether they were fit, ready to play, and everybody put the hand up. Everybody was desperate to get back out there, and that to me was indicator that mentally they were fine and they were ready to go out and represent the city again.
I think we forget it's still your first year as head coach. Three games in a week, you say that a tough week. You've had tougher, obviously, because of things off the field. But is it still a learning curve for you?
Oh, very much so, Sharon. I'm not shy I've made mistakes this year, and I'll make more mistakes for the rest of the year. And all coaches do, all players do. It's about learning from that and moving forward. And we're all on the same boat when it comes to that. It is my first year, and I've got a lot to learn, and I'm looking forward to learning it as well.